USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rescuers continue to look through the pile of rubble in Surfside, Florida, at the site of last week's collapse of a high-rise condo. 22 people are now confirmed dead. 22 are still missing. That number has been revised after duplicate names were removed and a few of the missing turned up safe.
Our detectives are continually editing this list as we verify every single report that we have received regarding a potentially missing person. And as a result, these numbers will continue to change.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava. The search efforts could be hampered by Elsa, the Category 1 hurricane. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We don't know exactly the track that it's going to take. It is possible that we could see tropical force winds as early as Sunday night in southern Florida.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A senior U.S. official is reporting that all U.S. forces have left Bagram Air Base. That's the main U.S. military base, which is 1 hour north of Kabul. President Biden has said that all U.S. troops will be completely out of Afghanistan by September 11th. The Boy Scouts of America has reached an agreement with attorneys that represent about 60,000 men who brought sex abuse claims against the organization over the years. Reuters is reporting the settlement totals $850 million. The Justice Department is pausing all federal executions while it conducts a review of its policies and procedures. Demonstrators in Canada have toppled statues of Queen Victoria and Queen Elizabeth II in protest of hundreds of remains that have been found at schools for Indigenous children. The protest took place on Canada's National Day, when cities throughout the country normally hold celebrations to mark the country's colonization by the British in 1867.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A bomb squad in Los Angeles intentionally set off over 1 ton of illegal fireworks and had disastrous repercussions. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has more.
Over a dozen people were hurt when a Los Angeles Police Department bomb squad truck was blown to smithereens during a planned detonation of illegal fireworks Wednesday night. The sudden and gigantic blast came after authorities confiscated over 5,000 pounds of illegal fireworks from a South Los Angeles home. Those injured included 9 LAPD officers, 6 civilians, and a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives officer. One person was arrested. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A senior U.S. official is reporting that all U.S. forces have left Bagram Air Base. That's the main U.S. military base, which is 1 hour north of Kabul. President Biden has said that all U.S. troops will be completely out of Afghanistan by September 11th. The Boy Scouts of America has reached an agreement with attorneys that represent about 60,000 men who brought sex abuse claims against the organization over the years. Reuters is reporting the settlement totals $850 million. The Justice Department is pausing all federal executions while it conducts a review of its policies and procedures. President Biden has said in the past that he opposes the death penalty. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.